My first ever Star Sports Betting People interview was with John Hartson, who openly admitted that gambling almost cost him his life. Today's interview is quite the opposite. It's with a 37-year-old man called Anthony Haley, for who greyhound racing and gambling is a massively positive part of his life. And that's only been highlighted by the lockdown conditions we've all been living in. Here is Betting People with Anthony Haley.
Well, Anthony Haley, thank you so much for joining us and talking to us. I'm sure all your friends at Romford are really missing you and are keen to hear, how are you coping with lockdown?
Well, I'm watching a lot of betting people.
Yeah. Are you missing people and missing greyhound racing?
I'm not missing the betting shop so much, but I'm missing the actual, I'm not missing the machines. Because they're so noisy.
Tell us a bit about yourself, Anthony. Tell us a bit about your background and how you ended up being disabled.
Right. I'm a 3 month premature. And I am... I'm a 3 month premature, and I caught meningitis when I was newborn.
Yeah.
So I ended up with cerebral palsy.
So you've had this your whole life. It's something that you've forever had, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've always had a background in gambling because your dad was involved, wasn't he? Tell us how you got involved in gambling.
Because my granddad was a Kit Kat on the racecourse at Chapman Corner. He was quite a famous Kit Kat. His nickname was Winkle.
Okay.
Because he only had one eye.
Okay.
If you want to know more, Rocky's Betting People interview, and you'll know more about my granddad.
And then your dad was involved as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. I've been brought up with betting all my life.
And your dad was a part-time bookmaker, and he took you to an auction once to buy some pitches, didn't he? What happened?
I put my arm up like this. My mistake.
Did you buy the pitches?
Well, I figured for my mistake. my dad pulled my arm back.
So your life changed quite a lot in 2005, because you were actually married, and Paul Philpott, the greyhound trainer, has told me all about your stag do. So I know what you get up to.
Yeah.
He enjoyed himself, didn't he?
Yeah. He enjoyed himself because he had a... We had a scooper. Well, I had a scooper.
Wow. I don't want to know about
and
that. So then you ended up actually getting divorced, and you moved to Essex in 2005, and that really changed your life, didn't it? What? Tell us about that time and what happened when you moved to Essex.
I went to Bedford and Walthamstow, and really discovered greyhound racing, met a few professional ponies, and I've been hooked on greyhound racing ever since.
And it's not just professional punters you met. You've made a lot of friends as well through greyhound racing, haven't you?
Yeah.
Including me.
I met you through greyhound racing.
Yeah.
And also through your dad, John.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for John, we wouldn't have met each other.
My dad made us meet, didn't he?
Yeah.
My dad.
Because you didn't hear me.
I know, my dad's Alan, he made us meet. But you've owned lots of dogs as well, haven't you, since then? You've been involved in quite a few. What's been your favourite dog that you've owned?
It's got to be Angora.
Yeah? Where did that dog race?
At Walthamstow.
Were you sad when Walthamstow closed?
I was absolutely devastated. I'm still cross now.
Mm-hmm. And who do you get your information from? Not me.
A man named Spaceman.
Okay, is he good?
Yeah, he's excellent.
You like a bet on the RPG TV naps table as well, don't you? You like that one?
Yeah. But the person I bet is not doing very well at the moment.
Which is me. I'm not doing too bad, am I?
Well, you need to pull yourself up.
And we need Dave Clark and Daryl to just slow down a little bit as well. We'll keep trying. Don't worry. How can you explain to people watching this how much greyhound racing means to you and also gambling? Because obviously greyhound racing is coming back, hopefully very soon, in June we hope. And a lot of people are looking forward to it, but probably you more than most because it's such a big part of your life, isn't it? How can you explain to people how important greyhound racing and having a little bet is to you?
It's my favourite hobby, really. I have to say, if I had a choice between greyhound racing and football, greyhound would win all the time.
Even though you support Arsenal, as we can see behind you there.
Yeah, even though I support Arsenal, greyhound win all the time.
Why? Why do you love it so much?
It's a sport I can take part in where they don't have to make any objections because the greyhound
You also love your retired greyhounds, don't you? I know your mum has a retired dog and she's had several in the past, and you love Roxy that I had, and Lola as well.
She took my first dog and sent her home.
Yeah.
And I had a dog with Paul Philpott.
Yeah.
Called Any Excuse.
Yeah.
Right house. You think suddenly yourself. You should try going to my house. on a cold Sunday night, and I used to be able to sit right on the window to watch my, to watch the dog move right past me.
Ah, brilliant. And well, you like getting out and about, you get in a, jump in a taxi, don't you? And you like to go to the betting shops and watch racing and maybe a bit of horse racing as well. So we need betting shops to reopen, don't we? So you can get back out there.
Yeah.
You miss it.
This is the thing. Once betting shops reopen, I don't know whether I'm going to be able to go into betting shops and actually see what's racing.
Yeah, because it might be too dangerous.
Because I don't know what the system will be and whether the actual betting shop will be able to hang on my money.
Yeah, that's true. We have to wait and see, don't we? But hopefully in the meantime, racing will come back in June, and you're a regular viewer of RPG TV, aren't you? You always email in.
Yes.
You're a big part of the show.
I'm not quite as big as King.
Who's your favourite presenter?
Gary Collier.
Who's your favourite tipster?
Again, Gary Collier.
Oh, I don't think so. You said Ian Meek's good at Romford, didn't you? He's good at the graded races at Romford.
He's good at graded races at Romford. But the other thing is, we've done so much graded racing at Romford on RPG TV all the time. Because we've lost our wins in that shot.
Yeah.
Due to the media rights. There's much too much racing going on.
That's true. Well, listen, thank you for talking to us. I think a lot of people will enjoy hearing from you and what a big part greyhound racing and gambling plays in your life. And hopefully it'll all be back to normal as soon as possible for you, because I know you miss it.
Yeah. Hello, Lola.
Lola's asleep in the background, as you can see. You think everybody should have a retired greyhound, don't you?
Everybody. They don't cost so much to see weather, and they don't need too much exercise. They need 2-3 vehicles a day.
Yeah. Exactly. And not even that if it's raining. They're lazy, as you can see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for suffering.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.
Okay.
Take care. Meet you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Star Sports are the proud sponsors of the English Greyhound Derby, all part of our commitment to the sport from the home of Greyhound Racing Betting. BeGambleAware.org. Over 18 only.